Jaya Radha Madhava, Jaya Kunjabi Adi, Radha Madhava, Jaya Kunjabi Adi, Jaya Radha Madhava.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Prabhupada, Vishnupad Paramahamsa Vipad Acharya Sadhajamaya Gracia Lisi Bhakti Vedanta Swami Prabhupada Jai Jaya Vishnupad Paramahamsa Vipad Acharya Sadhajamaya Gracia Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Jai Grantaraj Srimad Bhadham Jai Degoda Premanandi Hari Hari Bo All Bodhis Namutis All Bodhis Namutis All Bodhis Namutis All Glory to Shri Guru and Shri Gauranga All Glory to Srila Prabhupada Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Narayanam Namaskrityo Naram Chavanarotamam Devam Saratatim Gyasam Tatu Jayamodirayat Reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 4, Text 8 and 9. I'll read Text 8. And then we can read text 9 together. Sadoya samprasna samartha vartaya matrata matriswashibhishcha sadaram datam sapayam varam asanam sasa nadata pitta praninandita sati. Translation. Although she was received by her sisters and mother, she did not reply to their words of reception. And although she was offered a seat and presence, she did not accept anything. For her father neither talked to her nor welcomed her by asking about her welfare. Purport. Sati, did not accept the greetings offered by her sisters and mother, for she was not at all satisfied by her father's silence. Sati was the youngest child of Daksha, and she knew that she was his pet. But now, because of her association with Lord Shiva, Daksha forgot all his affection for his daughter, and this very much aggrieved her. The material bodily conception is so polluted that even upon slight provocation, all our relationships of love and affection are nullified. Bodily relationships are so transient that even though one is affectionate towards someone in a bodily relationship, a slight provocation terminates this intimacy. Text 9.
Avrutra bhagam tamaviksha chadvaram. Pitra cha deve krita helanam vibho. Anadrita yajna sadasya disvari. Trukopa lokan iva dakshati rusha. Rudra bhagam tamaviksha chadvaram. Pitra cha deve krita helanam vibho. Anadrita yajna sadyas adishvari. Chukopa lokani vedakshati rusa. Avrudrubhagam tamaviksha chadvaram. Pitra cha deve krita helanam vibho. Anadrita yajnasya sadyasta dishvari. Chukopa lokani vedakshati rusha.
Thank you.
Chaturam Pichata Devakuta Helanam Vivo Anadutaya Kasana Ishvay Chukopa Loka Nivadakshati Rusha Arudra Bhagam. Having no oblations for Lord Shiva. Tum, that. Avekshya, seen. Cha, end. Advaram, place of sacrifice. Pitra, by her father. Cha, end. Deve, to Lord Shiva. Kripta helanam, contempt having been shown. Vibo, to the Lord. Adritya, not being received. Yagnadas, yagnasadasi, in the assembly of the sacrifice. Adishvari, sati. Chukopa became greatly angry. Lokan, the 14 worlds. Eva, as if. Dakshayati, burning. Rusha, anger. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Present in the arena of sacrifice, Sati saw that there were no oblations for her husband, Lord Shiva. Next, she realized that not only had her father failed to invite Lord Shiva, but when he saw Lord Shiva's exalted wife, Daksha, did not receive her either. Thus, she became greatly angry, so much so that she looked at her father as if she were going to burn him with her eyes. Please repeat. Present in the arena of sacrifice. Sati saw that there was no oblations for her husband, Lord Shiva. Next, she realized that not only her father failed to invite Lord Shiva. But when he saw Lord Shiva's exalted wife, Daksha did not receive her either. Thus she became greatly angry. So much so that she looked at her father as if she were going to burn him with her eyes. Purport. By offering oblations in the fire while chanting the Vedic mantra, Swaha, one offers respect to all the demigods, great sages, and pitas, including Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, and Lord Vishnu. It is customary that Shiva is one of those who are offered respects, but Sati, while personally present in the arena, saw that the Brahmanas did not utter the mantra offering oblations to Lord Shiva. Namo Shivaya Swaha. She was not sorry for herself, for she was ready to come to her father's house without being invited, to see her relatives, her sisters, and mother, and not so important. Even when she was received by her mother and sisters, she did not care, for she was most concerned that her husband was being insulted in the sacrifice. When she marked the insult, she became greatly angry, and she looked at her father so angrily that Daksha appeared to burn in her vision. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jananjana Salakaya Chakshuram Baritam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vanchakalpatrubhyascha Kripasandhu Bihivata Putitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavevi Namo Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaura Bhaktivrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Mukham Karoti Vachalam Pangam Langai Hare Gidam Kriti Patavam Bande Shri Guru Nirtharana Shri Paramada Madhavam Shri Chaitanya Shvaram Namo Krishna Namaste, Sarasati Devi, Gauravani Pachani, Nirvishesha Shunyavadi, Basti Desha Jaini. The Vedas prescribe two important lessons. The first lesson is rejection, and the second lesson is acceptance. This is the theme of the Vedas, rejection and exception. Ultimately, rejecting those activities which are not favorable for one's relationship with the Supreme Lord, those are to be rejected. And those activities which are blockages towards that path, material attachment, material identification, identifying with the material dream, these are things to be rejected. So in this way, we see Sati has a difficulty here. Of course, by reading the translation of purport, we get one angle, that here she's come to this fire, this great assembly of personalities, and her desire there was to see, is my husband Lord Shiva, is he being honored properly? And as a result, as is described in the previous verse, daksha, this attachment, this material attachment, it's temporary, that because she used to be called Dakshiani, she used to sit on the lap of her father. She was his favorite. But because of her identification with Lord Shiva, then he was rejected. And this is the reality of material relationships. As soon as there is this acceptance and rejection of the wrong things, then the activities become very difficult. And here, her own father has neglected her. So this is one part of the picture. She's distraught, she's angry, and she's rejected her father, and as you'll see very soon, she will burn her body up. But if we wind back the clock a bit of Turns' Leela, it all began when she was riding with Lord Shiva on Nandi the bull. And I've told this pastime before, but for those who have not heard this pastime, And Lord Shiva saw Lord Ramachandra and Sita in the forest. So Lord Shiva got down and paid his respectful obeisances to the Lord. Oh, my Lord, oh, Shiva, Ram, Ram, Ram. And when he came back, Sati was going, what is this? You're offering your obeisances to a mortal human being. And then Lord Shiva is her husband. He is the guru, Dharmapatni. No, this is... Krishna's Tu Bhagavan Swayam. This is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Because everyone knows Lord Shiva doesn't pay his obeisances to anyone. Because he is topmost. But when it comes in contact with the Supreme Lord, he pays his obeisances. He pays his respects. And she didn't believe him. She's going, no, not possible. So then Lord Shiva goes, okay, you go before Lord Ramachandra. And you can see for yourself. You see, first of all, I think in baseball and cricket, they have three outs and you're out, right? Strike one. She blew it. She disobeyed the advice of her husband. So then she goes before Lord Ramachandra, but not dressed as Sati. She became in the form of Sita, imitating. Oh. So Lord Ramachandra sitting there, there's Sita, and there's the Chai Sita, there. And then Lord Ramachandra looks at her because, you see, Sati is Durga personified. She is the superintendent of material energy. You see, she became a little proud. Well, let me challenge this personality, a fly going before the sun. So, Lord Ramachandra looked at her and said, "My dear Sati, where is your husband, Lord Shiva?" And then, her cover was blown. She began to cry, "Oh, forgive me, forgive me. I tried to challenge you, forgive me. Oh, Lord Ram, please accept my obeisances." And Lord Ram said, "I forgive you for this offense, but I cannot free you from the offense to your husband, Lord Shiva. Go back to him." So she goes back to him. So remember, she made one strike. And then Lord Shiva, he's omniscient. He's empowered with the shaktis of Vishnu. That he knew what happened there. "So my dear Sati, what happened?" "Oh, nothing. He told me to come back." Oh, strike two. You know? So then Lord Shiva said to her, "You have taken the form of Sita, my wife. I mean, my Lord Ramachandra's wife. So you, I can only see Sita as my mother. So I can only see you as my mother." Now for those Matajis here that are married, can you imagine if your husband began to see you as mother? There would be some problem in the relationship. It is very important. That we should see the those who are engaged in male forms, see all women as mother. That's shastric. But when it comes to husband, it doesn't work out so well. And there'll be difficulty, so don't follow that program. So anyways, the Lord Shiva says, "Look, you've impersonated Sita. I see you as my mother." And she goes, "No, you can't do this. Who's going to control me?" You know, she's got important service. So anyways, what happened was, she'd made two strikes. She wasn't honest. She wasn't direct with her guru. And the third strike, Lord Shiva, he warned her, "Don't go to this yajna. Don't go." But it's also described in earlier pages of the Bhagavatam, she wanted to be with family members. It's the nature. You know, it's a natural propensity for the lady to want to be around the brothers and sisters and family. This is very nice. It's a family relationship. And Lord Shiva said, "Don't go." And she went. Strike three. You see, after the two strikes, Lord Shiva said to her, made this a very important instruction. "The only way you can associate with me is if you burn your body." Lord Shiva predicted. So behind this situation, Lord Sati is very discouraged by her father, etc. What she knew within her heart was that the only way she could reunite with Shiva if she burned her body. So it's almost like she brought upon this situation, "I know they're not going to respect my husband, and I'm going to be able to chastise Daksha." And actually, you'll see in a few verses, I think it's verse 17, she says, she chastises Daksha. And she says that actually, that if you offend the devotee, if you say, if you offend the Lord, if someone criticizes the Lord, criticizes the devotee, here's a verse right here. Is text 17. So they continued, "If one hears an irresponsible person blaspheming the master and controller of religion, one should block his ears and go away if unable to punish him. But if one is able to kill, then one should by force cut out the blasphemer's tongue and kill the offender. And after that, one should give up his own life." Well, when we hear criticism, it's probably at this point, this instruction underlines the importance. Best to walk away. It's not so good for our preaching work that we may be apparently seen in a fanatical sense. But we see how Sati, there's a deeper picture here. And when we study her position, and we study what is the difficulty that she's gone through, then we understand this important reality of what has covered her over. Because as you know, Sati in her next life, she becomes who? Parvati. And in that way, she accepted Shiva as her guru. She took initiation from her husband, her guru, so she wouldn't make the same mistake again. So what is the problem here? It is what's described in the Vedas as rag and dvesh, desire and hate. It's like a two-sided coin, desire and hate. So according to this understanding of acceptance and rejection, when there is desire and hate, it can bind you to the material field. But wait a minute, everything in the material field is a reflection of the spiritual. In other words, there is desire and hate in the Supreme. Krishna has desire. Yesterday was a celebration of the Supreme Lord and the perfection of anger. I was thinking, while we were bathing Lord Narsingadev yesterday, I was thinking, you know, I mean, Lord, you know, you could have just done a karate chop, whoo, finished him off. Or Antaryami, he could have jumped out of the chest. Easily, you know, do it quick. There's so many ways to kill persons, not that I'm expert, but I mean, I've heard, you know, there's ways to do it, get it over with quickly. One karate chop, finished. But I was thinking about, you know, it's looking before Lord Narsingadev's. But wait a minute. Just think of the, I mean, what could be a more painful death? It's like he's saying, you have angered me so much, Mr. Hiranyakashipu. I'm not going to make it easy. I'm going to fight with you a little bit. And I'm going to even let you slip out of my hand to put more excitement in the bleachers, the demigods, you know. Oh, no, finish them now. And then Johnny, I was saying yesterday how, you know, it's kind of like Shingadeva was saying, I mean, Hiranyakashi was like, yeah, oh, I'm pretty strong after all. Oh, you know, he's afraid of me. But then, I mean, this is the supreme. You got to understand. He places this demon on his lap. Did he tickle him with a pakora? You know, gucci, gucci, gucci. No. Now, wait a minute. He's not dead yet. Can you imagine? I mean, I don't, you know, having your entrails pulled out right before your eyes, and then the person puts your entrails around him like a garland. That picture, you know, Hiranyakashipu is like, oh. What a way to go. This shows you the anger of Bhagavan. There's one chupaya in the Vishnu Purana, which describes how Lord Vishnu says, I, if my own arms commit an offense to my devotee, I with my own arms, my own Sudarshan chakra, will cut off my arms. That's how serious Krishna is. So yes, we understand Bhagavan, he's impartial, you know, in that sense, he's not partial. But when it comes to angering his devotees, whoa, watch out. So I got a nice realization yesterday, whoa. I just want to be on your side. So in this way, now what is it? What is it that's blinding? For example, Sita, she was Sati, was covered over. Of course, she's, you know, a great terms of representative of the supreme, important managerial responsibilities in the material world. And this Leela is to enact the Lord's pastimes. But what is it that happened? In terms of that we can see in our court, when is it that we become covered? Like they say, the saying is, you can't judge a book by its cover. When is it that we see things in the wrong way? We see things in terms of externals. We don't see the internals. Sati had lost focus on the internals of the situation. She disobeyed her guru. She disobeyed her husband. Daksha had lost his intelligence due to becoming proud, due to material attachment, to see, this is my daughter, my most favorite daughter, and she's associated with Lord Shiva. Because he had offensive mentality, he rejected his own daughter, what to speak of Lord Shiva. So you see, Daksha also here saw in terms of externals. He saw in terms of not the internal reality, like a kite. If a child flies a kite, it's a small perspective of the area. Like there was some years ago when they wanted to show us the size of the temple, they had a balloon floating overhead. I think someone stole the balloon at one point. But, you know, it was, It's not a full perspective, but if you go in a helicopter, you can see Mayapur, you can see Calcutta, you can see everything is in perspective. So as we take shelter of the Lord, is internal potency, Dadami, Buddhi, Yoga, Tam, he gives intelligence. So in our court, how is it that we become covered over? Now the Vedas describe that what happens, the difficulty for the jiva, is when the pure Nam turns into Nam Abbas. Now what changes the Nam into Nam Abbas? It actually is described. When you chant the holy names with five material attachments, five material motivations. First, hypocrisy, performing activities which are duplicious, saying one thing, doing another. Second, chanting the holy name based in terms of for pratishtha, profit, adoration, fame. Third, chanting the holy name based in terms of wanting money, making money like this Bhagavad Saptaha, there's so much money being made, and many times the acharyas, they make so many mistakes in terms of their motivations. Four is actually to want material comforts. I am this body, I want to make this body comfortable. And five is to maintain envy toward the Supreme Lord. Now, what happens is that we develop a sense of dishonesty. Now, who is your best friend? Ultimately, it's Guru. And we always have to reveal our mind to Guru. But what happens is when we lose focus of the internals of devotional service, we distance ourselves from the Guru. There's two things a disciple likes to hide from the Guru. One, his wealth. Because Guruji, if you know how much money I have, then you might want to spend it for the preaching. And two, he likes to hide one's illicit activity, some fall down, sexual problem. Now, that's what a so-called disciple will hide. One becomes duplicitous. And as you step away from the Antaryami, or the Lord in the heart who comes in the form of Guru, then we begin to distance ourselves from Krishna. And then we begin to fulfill these material, as we chant the holy name, based in terms of these material preconceptions. And what happens is, we begin to make the Nam. Whether you chant Rama or Ram, or you chant Krishna or Krishna, many of our Ruski Prayardana, it's Krishna, like this. But the syllable, it does not matter. The Nam is pure, but it's your motivation. It is how you handle the Nam. What is your motivation chanting, which changes it into Nam Abbas? There's one nice story. How one king was having a Bhagavad Saptaha, and the Acharya said, if you hear the Bhagavatam for 7 days, you will become liberated. So the king heard the Bhagavad Saptaha, the recitation for 7 days, and the king was, I'm filled with lust still. I still have this passion. I have not become purified. My dear Acharya, why has this happened? And the Acharya could, I don't know what to do. If you don't give me the answer, I'm going to lock you up. So then he goes to his wife. His wife gives the best advice. Go to some various sadhus and maybe they can give you some advice of what to answer. So he went to one sage, and the sage said, I have the answer to your problem. Why the king wasn't purified. I will come to the king's court the next day, and then you can, I will tell you the answer. So the sage came to the court, and then he said to the king, tie the king up against this column, and then tie the acharya who recited the Bhagavatam up to this column. They're all tied up like this. So then the sage says, okay, dear king, will you please untie the ropes of the acharya? And the acharya is, I can't even move. The king's saying, I can't even move my finger. What to speak of? Untie his ropes. I'm bound. And then he said, "Dear Acharya, please untie the ropes of the king. I can't even move my eyebrow." So then the sage says, "You have the answer there. My dear king, you are filled with material desires. You are bound by this yantra rudani maya. You're seated on the machine made of material energy. You are bound. And Mr. Acharya, so-called Acharya, you are bound by the same desires as the king." So then, the vibration was not purifying. It was not shabda brahman. Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada spoke about this principle of vibration. How the disciple hears the vibration of guru. The disciple shares that vibration. That vibration is simply guru sadhu shastra. So in that way, we see how it's a matter of our association, how our consciousness is affected. Now, what is it? What activities may we do in devotional service which may be underlying this principle of not seeing the externals, or seeing the externals, not the internals? Our normal activities. For example, we place tilak on the body. Now, how many of you here, when you place tilak, are thinking that I am an eternal servant of Krishna? Apart from chanting the mantras, the names of the Lord, that I'm an eternal servant of Krishna, and that each tilak marking are the footprints of the Lord. Because many times, we'll put on the tilak, and one of my pastimes, because many there's over 400 brahmacharis there, there's many, tilak, it's very pukka, maybe 10 minutes putting on like this, you know, expert detail, this, and sometimes I like to smudge it here and there, just as a, you know, sense of humor. But if you put on your tilak for face impressions, how I look, do I look good in society? Do I look, you know, everything look nice? Everything look pukka? In other words, we forget the purpose of the face of putting on the tilak, that actually we're servants of the Lord. And then, because we're seen in terms of externals, we begin to not see the internals. We begin to judge others who don't wear tilak. In other words, this sadhana is for us. Of course, we are in a canvassing community. We're inviting others into this Vaishnav cult, Vaishnav Seva. But ultimately, even in the Radha Sudonidhi, that Prabhupada Saraswati describes, that the greatest devotees of Radharani are those two camps. One who worship Krishna, another camp who worship Radharani, only her. And he says that the greatest devotees, the devotees of Radharani, do not wear tilak. Do not wear Vaishnavic markings. Meaning, in the sense that we cannot judge everyone we see by externals. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is said to put on tilak is part of dharma. But it is for your bhajan. And if you become proud of your so-called tilak markings, seeing others as lesser than you, then it becomes a block, it becomes an anartha in devotional service. What to speak of seeing other sadhus and other traditions that have an internal focus which is pure, shuddha. They're chained in nam and purity, but even the Vaishnavic markings are not there. We shouldn't judge it towards the externals. Nice story about Saran Kusai, who was a devotee. In his previous birth, he made a mistake. He studied the Vedas, and he was always truthful. But one cow had run by him. And what happened was, is that the butcher was running after the cow, and he did not tell. The butcher asked, "Where'd the cow go?" He just indicated. You see, the scriptures tell us this principle of satya, but it's okay to lie in these circumstances. It's okay to lie when a cow or a person is in difficulty, to save that person. In this sense, there's no harm. Even Lord Ramachandra, he lied. He lied to Suparnaka when he said "Oh, my brother Lakshman, he's not married. I'm not. I have Sita. You cannot marry me, but my brother Lakshman, he's not married." Lakshman had just gotten married.
just a few days after, then he went with Lord Ramachandra to the forest. Complete renunciation and service of the Lord. So Lord Ram jokingly lied. So in this way, we see that there is a situation where by seeing the externals, we get ourselves in trouble. So Saran Kosai was worshipping Shalagram, but he was a butcher. And as the Bhagavad Gita describes, you have the right to perform for your prescribed duty, but don't